these conflicts that we're having with our partners or with our families or coworkers or friends are showing us where the codependent patterns and tendencies are still existing within them. Welcome to Codependency Alchemy, the podcast, where we explore the power of healing the mother wound by bringing our awareness to codependency in our relationships. Tap into my world and support the podcast by joining the Codependency Alchemy Substack community. By subscribing, you will receive weekly newsletters with shadow work prompts, masterclasses, and so much more to support you on your journey. Now let's get into this week's episode. Hey babes, welcome back to Codependency Alchemy, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Zander, and I'm coming to you on this absolutely beautiful fall day in Portland. If you're watching the podcast on YouTube, you can see the video. I'm even going to turn my camera so you can see the beautiful colors outside. Like, it's just so freaking gorgeous. I have to go for a walk after this and just soak up all the fall leaves. As some of you may know, if you follow me on TikTok and Instagram and social media, you saw that I just also got back from my first time ever in Mexico. I cannot believe that I am saying that as someone who is also Mexican. It was like a coming home. I got to learn so much about my ancestors and the traditions and the things that they do there to celebrate their ancestors and their culture. And it was just beyond any expectations. I don't think I went with any, but it was just beyond. It was so beautiful, and it was really nice to travel with Justin outside of the country. We've been together for like almost 10 years, and we have actually never traveled out of the country together. We've traveled out of the country separately, but we haven't actually spent any time out of the country together. So it was, again, better than expected. Traveling obviously brings up a lot in relationships, and also where we've kind of been cosmically with, you know, the solar eclipse and lunar eclipse, and we're in Scorpio season now. I noticed for so many people who I work with and people in my community that there's this like upheaval around relationships and relationships being challenged. And so I want to bring this conversation to the podcast today because I spoke about it briefly on my Substack newsletter. If you are not subscribed to my Substack, Codependency Alchemy, please go do so, like literally right now. Like, pause the episode, go to the show notes and click the Substack newsletter. You'll get weekly, actually semi-weekly, every Wednesday and Friday, you'll get a newsletter from me, and I am dropping, you know, personal shares, stories, shadow work questions, all the things to continue to support you guys. And I dropped this video last week in the newsletter because I had just gotten so many messages like, my relationship is like shit and this is what's happening and everything's falling apart and relationships are being extremely challenged. And, you know, so many people said, oh, it's because the eclipse, and it's because, you know, we're in Scorpio and all of these, you know, things to blame cosmically. And I get it. I get that. And cosmically, we're gonna be in this for like the next year and a half, because what we're experiencing is a south node in Libra, north node in Aries, and the dark side of south node, dark side, the shadow side of south node in Libra is quite literally codependency. It's people pleasing. It's where you're playing small in your relationships and in your life and in your business and your work and your family and just all relationships. So it's going to be at the forefront of conversations. Our relationships are being challenged because codependency just can't go forward with us. It's not meant to. Where we are heading collectively is in sovereignty. And when we are heading towards sovereignty, you know, codependency doesn't have a place. The antithesis of codependency is sovereignty, meaning that we are stepping into our fullest expression of self. It means that we are stepping into our authenticity. It means that we're stepping into our autonomy. And so by continuing to step into our authentic expression of self, we start then honoring the authentic expression of other people's selves. And so where this is flipping our relationships on their head is that these conflicts that we're having with our partners or with our families or coworkers or friends are showing us where the codependent patterns and tendencies are still existing within them. And I know it can be disheartening when you start seeing the patterns or the tendencies show up in your closest relationships, because it's like, fuck, I've been doing so much work. Like I've been navigating this. I've been doing the shadow work and the inner child work. And like, why is it still crunchy? And we can sometimes let the judgment or the shame of the patterns showing up kind of take the main stage, if you will. But really, if we can shift the perspective and see it as, oh, fuck, here's another way this shows up. Oh, here's another one. Oh, thank God this is peeking out around the corner so I can see it. Because now that I see it, I can make a different choice. I can relate to my partner differently here. Oh, here's another way that I, you know, withhold my truth in order to keep the peace. I saw that a lot, actually, when we were packing up from Mexico. I had felt like, wow, even though Justin and I kind of did some of our dysfunctional patterns on the trip, we were really, really good at communicating them and calling ourselves out when they came up. But towards the end, I noticed this like pattern of mine where I, you know, am saying like in my head, he's not helping pack. Why isn't he helping pack? It must be nice for him just to like not have to pack the bag. And at the same time, notice where it's like, well, how is he supposed to help? Because I want the bag packed a certain way anyways. So I was having this whole full-blown conversation in my head where an older part of me would grab onto he's not helping, and that means that he is lazy, or like I would try to put him in some sort of box or judgment rather than seeing how I actually don't want him to help because I want this to be packed a certain way. And him helping is actually going to cause more frustration. And so can I check myself for wanting to put judgments on someone who I love rather than just taking responsibility for the fact that I want this to be done a particular way, and so I'm going to do it without judging him or without judging myself or feeling like a victim of the circumstance. So that's like an example of in my life where I'm noticing these patterns of wanting to judge somebody else for what they're doing or not doing and withholding my truth from them. I still communicated to Justin, you know, these were some things that were kind of popping up in my head. And I wanted to say to him, like, I really appreciate when you ask if there's anything that you can do to help, which he did like multiple times. And so I wanted to let him know that I value that in our relationship, that even though I didn't want him to help, his offering of help really made a huge difference in how I felt, and that I truly appreciated that. And I think that that is something that we get to bring to our relationships while we're experiencing more conflict, especially in this next year. Can we point out to our partners the things that we appreciate, the things that we value, the things that mean a lot to us? Because historically, we've gotten really, really good at nitpicking and pointing out the things that we don't like in our partners or in our relationships. So some of you guys may not know this about me, but I used to be a Montessori teacher. I have my master's degree in education, early childhood education, with a concentration in Montessori studies. So a lot of what I've done in my life before, you know, this podcast and coaching and being a healing space for women healing the mother wound, was that I tended and had the privilege to guide children, small children, between the ages of 0 and 6. And in this chapter of my life, I really got to learn what it looks like and feels like to heal my inner child. Because I will tell you guys, children will always illuminate and trigger and activate and mirror back to you what is needing to be healed within you. Did I know it was going to lead to what I do now? Absolutely not. But I can see so clearly now how I am the guide for showing others how to tend to and hold space for the inner child within them, because I got the opportunity to do that in my work with children. So that's just a little bit of background, because I want to tell you something that really, really supported me in the classroom and that I think can really support us in our relationships. I want to give you guys something to walk away from where you can use this in your relationship to bring more intimacy, more connection, more love, and a deeper understanding and reverence for the people that you're in relationship with. So something that ended up happening when I was a lead guide in a Montessori classroom was I would get the quote unquote, not my words, challenging children, because people would say, well, you have the most patience, like they do really well with you, like you know how to talk to them. And so I just kind of had a classroom of, like I said, quote unquote, challenging children. I would call them, you know, strong-willed children, children who have a lot to say, children who are autonomous, children who are confident and communicative about their needs. And I truly believe why I was able to really hold space for those types of children in my classroom is because I really, really held myself accountable for how I was seeing them. If I saw them as challenging, if I saw them as disrespectful, if I saw them as, aggressive or mean or harmful or hurtful, they will continue to live up to that expectation or that vision that I have of them, this perception that I have of them. So whenever a teacher or another adult was struggling with a child in my classroom, I would invite them to write 10 things that they love and appreciate about that child. And usually you can get to like 1 to 3 or 4. You can get a few down pretty easily. But then once 5 to 10 come along, it gets a little bit trickier. And that's the fucking point, because it's showing us how our limited perception of this child is shaping the way that we treat them. So the same thing can apply to the people who we're in relationships with. If you're in a relationship and you've noticed that you are not feeling as connected or intimate or loving towards that person, I would implore you to do this exercise. Honestly, even if you don't have that many conflicts right now, like just everyone should do this in general, because it's so helpful for us to check ourselves and see where our perceptions lie with the people who we love or the people who we're closest with. And it pushes the boundaries of what we deem or see as a less desirable trait, and it turns it on its head to see it as like, oh, actually, that really shows their, you know, dedication or their autonomy or their will. And that's actually admirable. It's like when children say no, it's like, oh, they're defiant. And it's like, well, are they defiant or do they know what they want? Are they defiant or are they speaking their truth? Are they defiant or are they confident in communicating what they want or need in that moment? So this changed how I showed up in the classroom with children. And this has changed so many women who I've worked with, their perception and their experience of their partners. Because the way that we experience our reality is truly ours. It's our responsibility. It's through our own perception and experience of someone or something. So if you are noticing a disharmony or conflict or this discomfort in a relationship or a place or a situation, I implore you to write down 10 things you love about that thing. 10 things that you maybe don't even love but appreciate or can value about that thing. And begin to notice how your experience shifts. Do you soften for them? Do you open up more? Does the tension in your shoulders decrease? Do you loosen up? Do you start laughing at the fact that you maybe were experiencing it totally different, but now you have this whole different lens? Can you see what has changed when you focus your energy and attention on a different reality? So if you're listening on Spotify or if you're watching the episode on YouTube, I encourage you to leave a response in the Q&A or in the comments. What are 10 things that you love, value, or appreciate about your partner or the person that you're seeing or the situation that's bringing up a lot of discomfort and disharmony in your life? Can you write 10 things out? Can you also hold some compassion for yourself as you do it? It might bring up a lot of emotion. It might bring up a lot of anger. It might bring up a lot of resentment. Like, it can bring up whatever it brings up. Can you hold compassion and grace for yourself? Because I noticed when I was really struggling with a child in my classroom and I couldn't get past 3 things that I appreciated about this child, the guilt and the pain that brought me was so fucking heavy. So it's like, can I hold compassion for the part of me that just can't see past 3 traits that I appreciate and lean into it? Like, maybe I need to give myself a couple days. Can I then take this whole week? Because honestly, this might not be something you can do in a day. Can you start the list off and then for the next week, observe? I would observe the child and pick out the things that I valued or appreciated. Oh my gosh, they picked up that pencil for that younger child and that younger child didn't even ask. They are kind, they're thoughtful, they're attentive, right? Can you look and observe your husband, your partner, your loved one? Okay, he got me a glass of water when he noticed mine was empty. That was thoughtful. You know, we'll start noticing these little, you know, quote unquote mundane tasks that they're doing. And we're like, oh, wow, here I thought that they didn't care about me, but they gave me the extra piece of steak at dinner. That is caring. That is thoughtful. These things go unnoticed so often. So while we're going through this crunchy moment cosmically, seeing where codependency lies in our relationships, I think a base or a foundation we must have moving forward is that we have to see our partners and our loved ones in a way that is supportive for them and for us and our relationships with them. If we cannot see past this limited perception that we have of them, then the conflicts are just going to continuously compound on top of itself. It first starts with, how are we experiencing them in our life? And this is a perfect first tool for seeing how we are relating to the people that we love. So babes, I hope this was supportive for you as we're traversing this crunchy time together. You're absolutely not alone. I'm here with you in it. If you don't already follow me on Instagram and TikTok, I try to post there daily on just current energies and what we're moving through and answering your guys' questions. I'm also doing Q&As on my Substack newsletter. You can get access to the private podcast audios, which are all around me answering your questions by subscribing to Substack. Again, go to the show notes. Do it now. You can even be a free subscriber and get tons of content every single month, shadow work prompts to support you and journaling. And honestly, you get some of my cringy personal shares, which I think are, you know, invaluable and help you not feel alone in the journey. So check out all of that in the show notes or description box below. And I will see you guys soon. Love you so much. Bye. Thank you for joining me on Codependency Alchemy. I hope this podcast continues to offer you valuable insights and tools for breaking free from destructive patterns and creating healthy, fulfilling connections with others. And if you found this podcast helpful, I would love it if you would consider leaving an honest rating and review so that others can discover these valuable insights and tools as well. Find out how codependency might be impacting your life by taking the self-assessment, which you can find in the show notes below. Thanks again for tuning in. And remember, you are worthy of healthy, fulfilling relationships, and you have the power to transform your codependency into sovereignty.